Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to a new game day edition of the Cards Cast, and it's a big, big game day edition of the Cards Cast. This is number 25 Louisville welcomes 10th-ranked Notre Dame into a sold-out LNN Stadium tonight, prime time. ABC going to have the national broadcast. The electricity in the building is going to be amazing. Really looking forward to it tonight. Let's talk about it. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. Jody, the Cardinals, the underdog here. Notre Dame's supposed to come in and win. They're used to this prime time thing. They've been in them. They lost a heartbreaker to Ohio State, and then they broke Duke's heart last weekend with that amazing drive they had to win in Durham. I think it's going to take a pretty good game for Louisville, but I think it's going to be a fun night at LNN Stadium.
Let's hope it's another heartbreaker for Notre Dame. So to me, it's just a crazy, first of all, let's go to the atmosphere. Okay. Let's go to let's go to the whole thing. Look, 2019, that opening game, you know, we've talked about this before, Michael, and we talked about it on the board and the thread earlier in the week. You got to remember what that game was. It was a sellout, but it wasn't full. The atmosphere wasn't juiced. It wasn't jacked up. It was a really good crowd and a really loud crowd, but not anything like what we're going to see tonight as I expected. Look, the parking lot's open at 1 o'clock. So, there's going to be a lot of tailgating, a lot of people that have been out there for a long time, a full day of college football, and then you top it off with Louisville and Notre Dame, an undefeated Louisville team against number 10 Notre Dame. It's going to be as intense and as insane as we've ever seen in LNN Stadium. I did a thing with Paul Rogers earlier in the week, and we both kind of agreed, Louisville and Florida State, that's what I expect. I expect the crowd to be like that. And yeah. I'm just hoping like hope that I know Lamar can't show up for the to play in the game, but I'm hoping like hope that Juwar Jordan or Jamari Thrash has a performance somewhat in the same stratosphere as Lamar did that day against Florida State. I'm so excited to get this game going. It's one of those – look, Louisville football, I get excited for every game, okay? I love being down there with the guys and doing my thing on the sideline and reporting things and seeing things and having all the good stuff. I love it. But I have not looked forward to a game like this in a long time, and it's really, really like, okay, let's just get this damn game here now.
Yeah, I mean, with the night game and all that, you know, I have flashbacks to the blackout game and how electric that atmosphere was. And, of course, you know, for that environment to continue, you know, it's got to be a good game as well. And I think it is going to be a good game. But before we get to kick off, you know, you mentioned the gates, you know, the parking lots, I should say, open at 1 o'clock. You got plenty of time to tailgate. It's going to be a perfect autumn day. Card March is at 5 o'clock. You know, obviously it's its usual place. And I expect, Jody, and we've seen some pretty good Card March crowds this year, but I expect we're going to see a pretty packed one for this game tonight as the Cardinals make their way into LNN Stadium to get ready to face the Irish. So I think the atmosphere is going to be electric, you know, from the moment the parking lot's opening, you know, and there's probably going to be people tailgating, you know, elsewhere, you know, long before 1 o'clock. And of course you got everybody at home as well that's going to enjoy it from wherever they are. So, but, you know, I think on site though, you know, it has the potential to be one of those nights to remember for Louisville fans for sure.
It does. And I just hope they play. Look, like we've talked about before, I hope Sam Hartman has a little PTSD coming in and going, oh my gosh, I got to throw this ball to, I got to throw this ball to the guys over there in that other color. So, cause I did it before in here. I hope that, that
or drop a ball or,
yeah, or do something. I mean, yeah. I think the thing that worries me about this matchup a little bit, Michael, is the fact that I don't think Notre Dame has been great on offense, but they have two of the best tackles that we'll see this year. Joe Alt, 6'8", 325 is the left tackle, and Blake Fisher's a little guy, 6'6", 315 at the right tackle. Those two guys are going to be, you know, Alt's going to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft, and it wouldn't shock me if Fisher's a second, you know, early second, mid second, late, you know, early third round guy. He's going to be in that group. That's kind of what scares me a little bit, is because they haven't, while Louisville hasn't played a complete game yet, Notre Dame is probably at some point going to have one of those games offensively when everything clicks. And I just hope it's not this game. And again, I don't know that it will be. I think Louisville's got the secondary to take advantage of it. The linebackers have been playing at a high level. So I'm kind of excited to see that. We'll just have to wait and see on what they do running the ball. That's, again, that's my worry a little bit about this game. Mitchell Evans, the tight end, and then Audric Estime, the running back. Those are the two things that run because of the line. So that kind of worries me.
Yeah, you know, my biggest, I think one of the biggest keys I have going into this game is how well will the Louisville defensive line, you know, perform. You know, if, as we've seen in the past, and Jeff Brohm talked about it in reviewing, you know, tape from last year and from prior games, Louisville versus Wake Forest, when Hartman was there, it was getting that pressure to him that it seemed to really get to him mentally, to where it forced him to make a bad throw, or he takes off running and may not secure the ball, or they end up getting the sack, you know, and it's really disrupted the offense there. Now, obviously, Notre Dame is different than Wake Forest. This is a different year. A lot of the guys from Louisville that performed at a high level have gone off. But, you know, but I think, as we heard from Jeff Brohm, I think he kind of hinted at this is what you kind of can expect. I think to beat Hartman is you've got to come after him. You've got to come after him consistently. And I think if the defensive line does that, and that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, get eight sacks or force it, whatever the key number might be, but just to have a consistent presence. And obviously we've seen Ashton Gelati be able to get back there, Stephen Aaron, the two of them combined have done a great job getting into the backfield. You need to, but take it to that next step and you know, bump Hartman around a little bit, you know, start to bother him. And the earlier they
QB
can do that,
hurries, Michael, QB yep. hurries.
Exactly. You know, so if they're able to do that, I think that speaks well for Louisville. Now on the flip side, you know, you've got to get something from Gerard Jordan. Obviously NC State did a great job shutting him down. I don't think Louisville is going to beat Notre Dame like they were able to beat NC State if Gerard Jordan is not having more of an offensive impact carrying the ball. So, you know, to me, you know, those are the key factors coming into this game. I think it's going to take a solid game from, you know, offensively, defensively, special teams. You can't have, you know, big mistakes. You can't shoot yourself in the foot. You can't have silly penalties. You can't turn, you know, you can't get in the red zone and have a holding penalty to push you back to make it more difficult. You got to be smart in this game, you know, and the Cardinals are capable of doing it, but it's difficult, but they can do it.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm thinking that, I'm thinking when you really look at this game and you look at what this team needs to do, like I said, defensively, that's what I want to see. You mentioned offensively, Michael, and look, Jack Plumber was not very good last week. He'd be the first to tell you he wasn't very good last week. I like the chances that he's not going to have two bad games in a row. That's what I do like. I also like the fact that Juwar Jordan didn't have a great game last week. I don't think he's going to have two bad games in a row. Louisville offensively, Jeff Brohm is going to figure something out. He's going to come up with something. You can guarantee it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be something interesting. There will be, just trust me on this, there will be a trick play or two early in this game tomorrow night. And you're going to be like, oh, okay. And it's going to be things that they've been building up for, you know, for this, you know what I mean? Like there's been plays we've seen all year that they've been building and building. And now you see other versions of them. And I think you're going to be like, oh, that's good. Oh, wow. That's kind of good. I think I'm calling it a close game. I really think the atmosphere plays into Louisville's hands. I don't think Notre Dame is going to have 20,000 people there. There will be green. Don't worry. It's going to be there. But it's not going to be crazy like I think some people have said or thought that it's going to be. And quite honestly, Michael, I think when you really look at this team, I think this team is built to win a game like this at some point or another. Yeah. Are they going to do it? You know, they're going to have three or four opportunities. If you want to throw Duke in there, I'm not just yet, but they're going to have three opportunities. This game and then Miami and Kentucky at the end of the year are three tough games. We knew at the beginning of the year they were going to be the three tough games. If I told you right now Louisville was going to win two of those three, I don't think you'd care which of the two. Now, because it's Notre Dame right now, I want to win that. I want it to be one of the two. But this game is a non-conference game, but they're going to be ready for it. They're going to be ready to go, and you can bet that that Coach Brohm's got them focused, and these guys are locked in.
Yeah, and there's plenty of discussion at the Cardinal Authority message boards about the game. I just you brought up, you know, some of the, you know, Jeff Brohm's ability, you know, to bring in these trick plays that may give a spark to help a team win a big game. You know, I made a post about the X factors, and I don't know if I'm really considering them as much as I should. And that's one of them. I've heard multiple analysts, national analysts, you know, make the comment that basically says Louisville has the advantage here when it comes to head coach in these big games. And we've seen that from Jeff Brohm in his time at Purdue, obviously his history of winning in these type of games is well documented. So I don't know if I've given that enough consideration. Obviously the crowd is going to play a role, probably a little bit more than maybe I'm giving it consideration for. I have, you know, I've got the Cardinals getting their first loss of the season, had it that way when the season started. But if you ask me now, I've got it a little bit closer than I thought it was going to be when the season began. But again, I think this is a game that Louisville can win. They can prove me wrong, prove a lot of people wrong, but it's going to take a solid outing. And I like your point that, you know, I think it'd be difficult to see Jack Plummer and Juwar Jordan have two really poor games in a row like we saw.
Throw Thrash in there because he didn't do it last week. So if you take those three guys there for Louisville offensively, all three, I'd say, had below average games or poor performances last week. And again, I'm talking poor performance being Plummer, not the other two. The other two guys were below average. So you had a poor performance and two below average performances from those guys last week. I think you get two of the three having really good performances this year. I think you take that, and I think that helps. This Notre Dame defense is good. They're only giving up, 260 yards a game, I think is what it is. Yeah. This is a good defense. If Louisville can get out early and do something, then it's going to help. They need to keep the crowd into it and just get some things going and get rocking early on in this one and see if we can't get it going. I'm excited, Michael. Both of our picks are up. We've got all kinds of stories throughout the week that are up, and it'll be a big night for recruiting, a big night for a lot of different things out there. Reggie Bonifon's going to be Spoke with him on Friday, and he's pumped up. He talked to the guys last week before the game, and this week he's going to push the horn or whatever that thing. You're going to ring the bell. That's what I call it, ring the bell, even though you're not ringing the bell.
Also, Brian Brohm being honored before the game.
Brian Brohm being honored before the game. So we got all kinds of things going on. And there's going to be a lot of former players. I think we'll see a couple of former basketball stars and a bunch of former football stars that will be on the sidelines down there for the game. So it should be a lot of fun tonight at L&N Stadium. All right,
March 5 o'clock. Card march 5 o'clock.
There you go. Get out there to card march and make it loud. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Demling. Our picks are up at CardinalAuthority.com. Keep clicking, and we will keep you posted on everything that's happening today with this game.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever, and this time it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars, new season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.